Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. The landscape of regenerative medicine has shifted significantly towards signaling molecules that can modulate gene expression. Among the most researched and versatile of these molecules is GHK2, a naturally occurring copper complex first identified in human plasma. As we age, the concentration of GHKCU in our system declines sharply, by roughly 60% between the ages of 20 and 60. This decline correlates with a reduced capacity for tissue repair and cellular maintenance. In the world of biohacking and peptide research, GHKCU has emerged as a reset button for gene expression, offering a sophisticated approach to longevity and tissue healing. What is GHKCU? Acai-U. GHKCU, glycyl-L-histidyl-L-lysine copper, is a tripeptide complex with a high affinity for copper ions. Originally discovered by Dr. Lauren Pickard in 1973, it was noted for its ability to make aged liver tissue function like younger tissue. Unlike many synthetic compounds, GHKCU is endogenous to the human body. It serves as a carrier, delivering copper, a vital cofactor for enzymatic reactions, to specific cellular sites. However, its functions extend far beyond mere mineral transport. It acts as a powerful modulator of the remodeling phase of tissue repair. How GHKCU works: cellular mechanisms. To understand the efficacy of the GHKCU2, one must look at its impact on the human genome. Research suggests that GHKCU can modulate the expression of over 4,000 human genes, essentially flipping the switch from a state of decay to a state of repair. 1. Gene expression and epigenetics. GHKCU influences the expression of genes responsible for DNA repair, antioxidant defense, and proteasome activity. By upregulating genes associated with cellular regeneration and downregulating those associated with chronic inflammation and fibrosis, it promotes a systemic younger phenotype. 2. Extracellular matrix, ECMIM, remodeling. The peptide is a potent activator of fibroblasts. It stimulates the synthesis of collagen, elastin, and glycosaminoglycans. This remodeling capability makes it a primary subject of study for skin density and structural integrity. 3. Modulation of inflammation. GHKCU suppresses the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines such as interleukin-1, IL-1, and TNF-alpha. This makes it a subject of intense interest for research into chronic inflammatory conditions and wound healing. Key benefits and areas of research interest. The biological breadth of GHKQ research spans multiple systems, from dermatology to neurology. Skin regeneration and anti-aging. GHKCU is perhaps most famous for its dermatological applications. It has been shown to increase skin density and firmness, reduce fine lines and hyperpigmentation, improve the take rate of hair transplants by stimulating follicle health, wound healing and tissue repair. The peptide accelerates the healing of various wounds, including surgical incisions and diabetic ulcers. It promotes angiogenesis, ensuring that damaged tissue receives the oxygen and nutrients required for recovery. Nerve regeneration and neuroprotection. Preliminary studies indicate that GHKCU may promote nerve outgrowth and enhance the production of nerve growth factors. This aligns with broader research around GHKCU benefits in the context of neuroprotection and systemic cellular repair. GHKCU versus other regenerative peptides. Limitations and potential risks. While GHKCU is naturally occurring, its use in a research context requires nuance. Copper imbalance. Excessive use without monitoring could theoretically disrupt the body's zinc to copper ratio. Injection site irritation. When used as an injectable, it is known to be slightly stinging compared to neutral peptides. Dosage sensitivity. Precise research-backed protocols are necessary to avoid overstimulation of specific pathways. Frequently asked questions, FAQ. What is GHKQ used for? In a research setting, it is used to study tissue regeneration, skin health, hair growth, and gene modulation. It is valued for shifting cellular environments to a pro-repair state. How does GHKQ work on the skin? It stimulates fibroblasts to produce collagen and elastine while increasing water-holding substances in the skin matrix. This results in improved elasticity and reduced signs of aging. Is GHKQ safe? GHKQ is naturally occurring in human blood and has a high safety profile. However, research into long-term systemic effects on mineral balance and the impact of the 2026 FDA injectable restrictions is ongoing. Conclusion. The GHKQ peptide represents a bridge between traditional biochemistry and modern epigenetics. Its ability to influence thousands of genes suggests it is a fundamental signaling molecule for maintaining human vitality. As research unfolds, its role in treating age-related decline remains a promising frontier in biotech. Always consult a licensed healthcare provider to establish a safe protocol tailored to your medical history and clinical goals. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.